Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for October 20th to 26th, 2012. At least 12 Palestinians have been killed and dozens wounded in a series of Israeli strikes against Palestinian communities in the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, Egypt is trying to mediate a truce between Israel and Hamas in order to stop the bloodshed. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let us begin our weekly report with nonviolent activities organized in the West Bank. Israeli troops used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets to suppress Friday's protests. IMEMC's Salam Kumsiya has more.
In the central West Bank, anti-war protests were organized at the villages of Ba'alin, Na'alin, and Nabi Saleh. In Ba'alin and Na'alin, villagers and their Israeli and international supporters managed to reach the Israeli wall built on lands taken from local farmers. Israeli soldiers stationed fired tear gas and a rubber-coated steel bullets at protesters. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Meanwhile, at the village of Nabi Saleh, Israeli troops attacked the villagers and their supporters before they left the village to get the lands Israeli took to build the wall on. Also in central West Bank, earlier in this week, Israeli troops arrested four protesters near the city of Ramallah on Wednesday. A group of Palestinians and international conducted a sit-in at the settler's supermarket near Ramallah. The store belongs to Rami Levy Stores Corporation, which market Israeli settlements products for Palestinian consumers. Israeli troops arrived at the scene and used rifle butts and batons to force nonviolent protesters out before arresting two Palestinians and two internationals. Among the arrested was Bassem Tamimi, who was badly injured and was moved by Israeli troops to a hospital after they arrested him. On Friday, at the village entrance of Al-Masra, southern West Bank, Israeli troops forced anti-war protesters back into the village using rifle butts and batons. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Salam Kumsiya.
Israeli attacks targeting Palestinians in Gaza left 7 killed and 12 injured this week. While in the West Bank, Israeli forces invaded a number of communities and arrested 5 civilians. IMEMC's Ghassan Banoura has the details.
Israeli bombardment targeting Gaza escalated on Monday and lasted until Wednesday early dawn hours. As a result, 7 Palestinians were killed and 12 others injured. On Monday midday, local sources said that Israeli unmanned plane fired a missile at a group of people in Abd al-Hamid Street in the town of Beit Hanun, north of the Gaza Strip, killing 2 men and injuring a third. Later in the day, Israeli fighter jets fired a missile at residents' homes in Beit Hanun, injuring 2 civilians. Doctors said that one man was critically injured. Local sources said that the schools were evacuated in Beit Hanun, fearing from the Israeli continued shelling targeting the town. On Wednesday, 2 Palestinians were killed by Israeli attacks. One man died of wounds he sustained on Monday, and the other was killed as jet fighters targeted Rafah City, southern Gaza Strip. On Thursday, another man died of wounds sustained on Wednesday during an air raid targeting Rafah City, bringing the death toll due to Israeli attacks this week to 7. From its part, Palestinian armed resistance groups fired 70 homemade shells at Israeli targets near the Gaza Strip as a response to the Israeli escalated attacks targeting the coastal region. 6 Israelis were lightly injured by the Palestinian shell fire, Israeli sources reported. The Palestinian Ministry of Health in Gaza reported on Thursday that 13 Palestinians have been killed by the Israeli army since the beginning of the month and more than 33 were injured. By Thursday, a truce agreement mediated by Egypt was reached between Israel and Hamas movement in the Gaza Strip. Palestinian groups announced that they will stop firing homemade shells as long as the Israeli army halts its attacks on Gaza. Israeli military officials stated that a ceasefire is a decision that was made by political leadership in Tel Aviv and added that the army is always ready for any escalation. In the West Bank this week, Israeli forces conducted 14 incursions into Palestinian communities, during which they abducted 5 Palestinians. Israeli forces established dozens of checkpoints in the West Bank this week as well. At least one Palestinian man was abducted by the military at a checkpoint in the West Bank. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Banoura.
A truce is being mediated between Hamas and Israel by Egypt, and a visit by the Prince of Qatar to the Gaza Strip creates controversy among Palestinians. The details and more with IMEMC's George Rishmawi.
Israeli media sources reported that a truce agreement mediated by Egypt was reached between Israel and Hamas movement in the Gaza Strip. The paper said that a truce came into effect starting Wednesday night at midnight. Palestinian media sources reported a Palestinian official as saying that Egypt is mediating a truce to avoid further tension in the region, an effort that Hamas honored. However, spokesperson of the Popular Resistance Committees, known as Abu Mujahid, said the group is not informed of such a deal and that they preserve the right to respond to any Israeli escalation. Six Palestinians have been killed in a number of Israeli strikes on Gaza Strip, and dozens were wounded since Monday. On his part, senior Palestinian negotiator Saab Erekat said this week that Israel is responsible for the escalation against the Gaza Strip, adding that the international community must intervene and stop Israel's ongoing massacres against the Palestinian people, especially in the Gaza Strip. The controversial visit of the Prince of Qatar, Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani, was not welcomed by the Palestinian Authority in Ramallah, who saw in the visit as a support to Hamas, who took over control of the coastal enclave in 2007 from the Fatah movement, the ruling party in the West Bank. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, however, downplayed the visit, saying that it was of a humanitarian nature, and expressed concerns that the situation is moving towards a permanent separation between the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Abbas also stated that the Palestinian leadership is going again in November to the UN to follow up on the application for Palestine to be a non-member state. The Palestinian Authority applied in 2011 to the UN for full membership, yet this year application was downgraded to a non-member state. In local news, elections of local governments have been concluded in 93 cities, villages and towns in the West Bank on Saturday. The report of the Central Elections Commission described the elections as very disciplined and transparent, with an overall voting rate of 55%, with some locations exceeded the 80% margin. Hamas did not officially participate in the elections, which were held in the West Bank only without the Gaza Strip. Thus, the main competition was between Fatah and the leftist parties and some independent candidates. The elections were held based on the Saint-Logi voting system, which was seen unfit for local elections where families are integrated in political parties. The system has also to guarantee a quota for women and for religious minorities. For IMEMC News, this is George Rishmal.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for October 20th to 26th, 2012, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hussein Kassis and me, Anne Shirley.